ॐ हरि ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ॐ ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे यस्माज्जातम् जगत्सर्वम् यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदम् धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। कृष्णयजुर्वेदीये तैत्रियोपनिषदि द्वितीयोऽध्याये ब्रह्मानन्दवल्ल्याम् अष्टमोऽनुवाकः। We have completed the meanings of all the mantras, really. Now we are seeing this commentary, Bhagavad-pada's Vyakhyanam, Bhashyam, the last portion, where Upanishad presents Upasankramana Shrutihi. Upasankramana Shrutihi, we have yesterday, I repeated again, made it very clear, Upasankramana Shrutihi. The Veda mantra presents the benefit of the Jnanam. What is Upasankramana Shrutihi? Using the term Upasankramanam, saying that the Jnani transcends all the anatma, aspects as anatma, disidentifying oneself from all of them, and he takes ownership of the real nature of consciousness, existence, Brahma as one's own self. This is what is actually said to be self-abundance, Swatmani Avasthanam. Swatmani Avasthanam is actually Jivan Muktihi. Abundance in one's own self. And there, the just jnani abides in oneself cognitively. Absolutely, in his vision, there is no second thing. There's only non-dual reality. Because jnani sees the entire gross manifestation, subtle manifestation as one's own self. Everything as one's own self. One's real nature happens to be consciousness, existence. And everything ends. There's nothing which is separate from oneself. Therefore, there is also fearlessness. Fearlessness also is jnani swarupam. So it's prati abhayam. Vindate, pratishtham, abhayam pratishtham vindate. This is the benefit of jnanam and which is actually beautifully presented in this upasankramana shrutihi. But here Advaita Darshanam is actually revealed, but we understood the Advaita Darshanam, how it is in the vision of the one secondless non-duality of the reality as one's own self, the jnani abides in oneself and discovers fearlessness as one's own surupam. But there are many other views. There are many other views, there are many other interpretations. Therefore, this Upasankramana Shrutihi again has to be taken for analysis. There's no need for analysis again. Already The teaching is over. The teaching has been made very clear, complete, finished. Jnana Phalam has been mentioned. Advaitam, the Advaita Darshanam being the absolute fact, has been established. Advaitam being the absolute fact has been established already, made it clear. But everybody will accept Advaita Darshanam. Advaitam, Advaitatvam of the reality. They have their own views. Therefore, this Upasankramana Shrutihi, again taken for analysis. So here, Bhagavad-Pada says, is it clear now? Why Upasankramana Shrutehe Punaha Vicharaha Kimartam Karaniyaha Kimartam Vicharaha Kartavyaha? What is the purpose of again taking this statement for analysis? Because there are not people who are only of, who accept only Advaitam. So by taking this for analyzing what happens, it already what has been understood, people who accept Advaitam, for whom it is very clear, there's no doubt. Still, it becomes reinforced, it becomes made very, it becomes strengthened, it becomes firmly reinforced, and it again, it's analyzed again. And that is why in the teaching, the many nyayas followed. I mentioned these nyayas, axioms. Many times I mentioned my previous other Upanishad classes and all. Like Simhavalokana Nyaya, Simhavalokana Nyaya, Shakha Chandra Nyaya, like Sthanu Nikhanana Nyaya, then many axioms are followed in teaching. Like here also, there is some another Nyaya called Sthanu Nikhanana Nyaya. Sthanu Nikhananam, Nikhananam, Khananam means digging. Khanati digs. Nikhananam, proper digging. So Nikhananam, Sthanuhu means a stump, a post. And Sthanu Nikhanana Nyayaha means an axiom. Here the teaching serves a purpose. The analysis or discussion which serves the purpose of reinforcement or reconfirmation of what has been understood. And is based on this nyaya. So person has to first dig. Khananam he should do. After having dug, and he has to post the, he has to place the post in that, has to fix it on the ground. And he has to put a lot of sand and small stones, etc. He has to hit it nicely. And he should see that post remains well fixed on the ground, that it does not shake. It should not be shakable, shaken. To make sure whether it is firm enough, the person has to shake the post which has been already placed inside the placed on the ground, because well dug and placed. But if it is, again it is not firm enough, then the person has to again see that he puts more stones and more, see that he does no holes anywhere around, and sand and soil and the small, small stones, everything has to put, has to again hit it nicely so that it becomes firmly fixed. Then when he, again he moves, shakes and sees this, the stump remains firm, unshakable. This is how this analysis also is of something which has already been understood. is not totally ununderstood thing, teaching. Already we have understood very clearly. Again, it is taken for analysis, and based on others' views, it is going to be analyzed. Then, in this analysis, the fallacies others' views are going to be pointed out. Others' views will be negated, so that our understanding becomes reinforced and becomes fixed, and then reascertained. This is the purpose. It is not for new understanding, a fresh understanding. It is for the ascertainment of what has been already understood. By way of doing this analysis for firm understanding, all other wrong views and contentions will be negated also. Okay, so let us see here. So Bhagavad Pada says, Upasankramana Vakyasya Vicharaha. There is an enquiry into the meaning of the Shruti statement presenting the Upasankramanam, meaning reaching or attaining. Jivatma attains Paramatma. Jivatma attaining Paramatma is actually, it's not physical attainment, it's a cognitive. This Upasankramanam, Jivatmanaha Paramatmanam Prati Upasankramanam. Jivatmanaha Paramatmanam Prati Upasankramanam. Jivatma's attaining the Paramatma. So it's a figurative expression of the clear vision that simply disidentification, through the disidentification of self from the Anatma, claiming the Brahman as one's own self is the, here, attainment. So it's a cognitive shift, it's a mere cognitive shift or perspective change. Alone is said to be, figuratively, Jivatma attaining Paramatma. So Acharya says, Tatra etachintyam, tatraitachintyam, tatraitachintyam. You break it. Tatra etachintyam. So tatra literally means there, an indeclinable word. But here, what it means is, with regard to the statement presenting Upasankramanam, mentioning the noun Upasankramanam, meaning attaining or reaching, approaching, which is the literal meaning. Etat chintyam. Etat means what? Here. This has to be, this needs to be thoroughly discussed. This needs to be thoroughly analyzed. This has to be thoroughly inquired into. What has to be inquired into? Kim etat chintyam ittukte, kim chintyam? We say this has to be thoroughly analyzed means, inquired into means, what should be thoroughly inquired into? The following. What is the following here? There are some statements are mentioned here. Koyam evam vit. First question is what? Kaha ayam evam vit. Evam vit means the knower of, evam vit means here jnani. Kaha ayam evam vit. Because we opened the Upanishad, we saw such a saya evam vit. That evam vit is taken here. The person who, the knower of the oneness of the reality, the person who has clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of the reality being one, secondless and non-dual, is evam vit. Who is this evam vit? Okay. Who is this wise person? And then, katham va sankramati. Katham va sankramati. How does he reach Brahman? How does he attain Brahman? Which means there is such an, because we said upasankramati, many times mentioned, therefore we have to say, take it as what? How does this wise person go about attaining Brahman? Katham va sankramati? Having said that, another question comes. Because he said the jiva atma, the individual jiva, actually, and then having transcended all these anatma aspects, finally attains Brahman. Therefore, the next question comes, kim parasmat atmanaha anyaha, kim parasmat atmanaha anyaha sankramana karta. See, the person who is involved in this act of sankramanam, act of reaching, act of attaining, is the jivatma. So sankramana karta, the doer of, the jivatma who is involved in this act of reaching, attaining, is sankramana karta. The sankramana karta, the jivatma, parasmat atmanaha anyaha kim? When the queen comes, is this sankramana karta, the jiva, is other than paramatma? What does it mean? Pravibhaktaha. Is this jivatma, sankramana karta, separate from paramatma? Other than paramatma? This question comes. Because the word sankramati is mentioned. Uta sahayeva, or this sankramana karta saha paramatma eva. Uta is the va in the sense of va. This jiva atma, upasankramana karta, is he paramatma himself? Is this jivatma paramatma himself, one with paramatma, or other than, separate from paraatma? So paraha atma, so parasmat atmanaha. You can say paraatmanaha, paramatmanaha also, you could have said. He didn't make a compound. So parasmat atmana, sankramana karta, parasmat atmanaha anyaha, uta pravibhaktaha, uta saha ekaha eva. Lahar saha eva. Saha eva means what now? This sankramana karta is that paramatma himself. It means they're one. Are they separate? Paramatma and jivatma, are they two separate? Are they one and the same? This is the next question. So here, having said that, if we take jivatma and paramatma are one and the same, then there will be a problem. What will be the problem? The sankramati. See, what has to be understood figuratively is literally, directly, the meaning of the word is directly taken, literally taken by other people, means Pura Pakshinaha, the people who object to this Advaita Darshanam are the Pura Pakshis who do not see the meaning of the word Sankramanam contextually. They take the meaning literally. That is why there is a problem. If Jivatma and Paramatma are one and the same, then there is no movement possible. There is no reaching Paramatma possible. There is no attaining Paramatma is possible. Therefore, Upasankramana Shrutihi will be meaningless. If we say, no, Jivatma and Paramatma are not two, they are one, then also there will be a problem. Then Upasankramana Shrutihi is not required. Because there is no reaching, is not possible. Again, we say, understand, Paramatma is one, all-pervasive, changeless, motionless, actionless. All this has been understood. If Jivatma and Paramatma are one and the same, and having understood the nature of the Jivatma, the Paramatma, again, movement, reaching, attaining, etc. is not possible. Whether we say Jivatma and Paramatma are one, or Jivatma and Paramatma are separate, whatever is the answer given, still there will be defects. Therefore, we are going to see the next sentence. These are the questions asked here for the purpose of analyzing the Upasankramana Shrutihi. And here comes there are many statements and quoted from major Upanishads, Taittiriya Upanishad, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad and Chandogya Upanishad. The beautiful statements are taken and quoted here. Why? Because all these statements, we're going to read now, declare the oneness of Jivatma and Paramatma. So we know very well there's only Atma. There is no Jiva Atma or Parama Atma. There's only Atma. This Atma alone revered as Parama Atma. There's no Jiva Atma at all. But Jivaha and Paramaha are two attributes. Two different attributes. Two qualifications attributed to the one and the only Atma from the standpoint of the two different Upadhis. Because of the difference in the Upadhis, these two qualifications are attributed to the only Atma as Jivaha and as Paramaha. Really speaking, Upadhis are Mithya. If we remove the Upadhis cognitively, and if we see the standpoint of the essential nature, there is only reality, which is of the nature of all pervasiveness, therefore implied by the term Atma. It's only Atma. This Atma alone happens to be self-existent, and Atma alone is there as everything. This Atma is also revered as Paramatma, Paramatma. Okay. So here, what are these Shruti statements? Kim tataha? Kim tataha? This is the question again. The question is here presented, implying why the questions are presented. Kim tataha? Why these questions are presented? And according to him, the very questions presented are unnecessary. Why these unnecessary questions are put here? Whether this Jivaha is separate from Paramaha, or whether Jiva is identical with Paramaha, why these questions are presented here? That is the meaning of this expression, Kim Tataha. Then it is said, Yadi Anyaha Syat. Yadi anyaha syat. If jivatma is other than Paramatma, different from Paramatma, separate from Paramatma, then shruti virodha. If jivatma is taken to be other than, separate from Paramatma, and it's accepted that jivatma reaches Paramatma and becomes one with Paramatma, if it is said, that statement contradicts the Upanishadic teaching. That statement contradicts the Upanishadic statement means there will be contradiction with the Shruti statements, Upanishadic statements. Shruti virodha. There will be contradiction with the statements of Upanishads. If the difference is taken to be real, if Jivatma is taken to be different from Paramatma, separate from Paramatma. And what are the critics quoted here? In Taittiriya Upanishad itself, in the very beginning, I'm sure you all must be remembering, you would not have forgotten at all, is a Anupravesha Shrutihi. There it is made very clear. After having presented the Srishtihi briefly, he said in the Upanishad, Tat Srishtva Tadeva Nupravishat Tadanupravashya Satchatyacha Bhavat. Tat Srishtva Tadeva Anupravishat. Tad Brahman alone, that Brahmatma, Paramatma, having created this universe, and Paramatma himself entered into this creation. So that Tadeva Anupravishat means the one who has entered into the creation as Jivatma is another than Paramatma. So this Anupravesha Shruti also very firmly reveals the fact of Jivatma being non-different, non-separate from Paramatma. Tat Srishtva Tadeva Anupravishat. Then another statement from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, where the person who sees the difference, who sees the Jivatma and Paramatma to be different, is actually condemned. It is said that Anyosavanyohamasmiti, Anyosavanyohamasmiti Nasaveda. What does it mean? Saha na Veda. Nasaveda means what? Saha na Veda. That person does not know the fact. Which person? The person who sees Jivatma and Paramatma to be different from each other. Who sees Jivatma to be being separate from Paramatma. That person does not know the fact. How does he see? Anyaha asau. This Paramatma is different. Anyaha aso. Aso means this Paramatma is different. That Paramatma is different. Anyaha ahamasmi. Aham different from Paramatma. Paramatma is different. Aham, I the jiva, I am different. Therefore, the jivatma is separate, different from Paramatma. Iti yaha pashyati. It's not mentioned here, said there. Anyaha asau, anyaha aham. Paramatma is different, I am different. Iti, thus, the person who sees jivatma and paramatma to be different from each other, that person does not know the fact. He does not know. He is ignorant. Saha naveda. This is a very strong statement from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Another statement from Chandogya Upanishad. Yekame sadeva saumya idamagra asit yekameva dvitiyam sadeva saumya idamagra asit yekameva dvitiyam. Hey Saumya, oh dear student, here he is. Sat alone was there, and that one secondless Atma, Yekameva Advitiyam, there is one secondless Atma. These also, all these statements firmly state the oneness of the reality, oneness of the Atma. Of course, the many Mahavakyams, and the most popular Mahavakyam from Chandogya Upanishad is what? Tattvamasi. Of course, Tattvamasi is a Mahavakyam, an equation declaring the oneness, essential oneness of the Jivatma and Paramatma. Therefore, all these mantras, well-known mantras, quite often heard mantras, Chandogya Upanishad, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Taittiriya Upanishad. He has quoted few, there's so many are there. All these mantras uniformly declare the fact of Atma being one, secondless and non-dual. Therefore, the Upasankramanam means what? Reaching. And reaching is possible for whom? Only Jivatma is other than Paramatma. Jivatma is different from Paramatma. Jivatma must be away from Paramatma. Only then reaching is possible. Because reaching implies movement. Jivatma is in a different place. Has to move and go from where the Jivatma is and reach Paramatma and then become one with Paramatma. So Sankramana Shruti will be actually, will be, Sankramana Shruti also is possible by the Shruti only. Therefore, that is why it's a problem. Shruti says, Sankramana Shruti is also possible by the Shruti. And the oneness of Atma also is revealed by many Upanishadic statements. So what should we take now? Whether Jivatma and Paramatma are one or separate? If we take this Sankramana Shruti should be taken because Upanishad presents it. And if we take the literal meaning, the Purapakshi takes the literal meaning, then what happens? Jivatma has to reach Paramatma. If we don't accept it, reaching is not possible because already Jivatma and Paramatma are essentially one. Essential oneness is revealed by many Shruti statements, therefore cannot reach. Either Upasankramana Shruti becomes redundant, useless, or if we make use of that statement, then other Shruti statements will be contradicted. This is how it is seen now. Okay, what is next sentence now? Atha sahayeva anandamayamatmanam upasankramati iti karma kartrutva anupapattihi. So if we take Jivatma and Paramatma separate and Jivatma reaches Paramatma, if we take it literally, there will be contradiction with other Shruti statements. If we take, again, one more problem is what? Saha Jivatma anandamayamatman upasankramati. The Jivatma reaches the Paramatma who is of the nature of fullness of happiness. If it is said, then what have, if we take Jivatma and Paramatma are one and the same. Also, What happens? Karma kartrutva anupapattihi. The jivatma and paramatma, one and the same. Okay, we'll take it as one and the same. Then, karma kartrutva anupapattihi. There's untenability, impossibility of the one paramatma, the jivatma, the atma, the paramatma, being both, what now, the subject of the act of reaching and being the object of the act of reaching. Look at this. Karma kartrutva anupapatti. Karma means object of action. Karta means subject of action. So karma kartrutva anupapattihi. So that be the logical loophole. Because the karma here, please make a note, the word karma does not mean here action, an object of action. It's like you know this, when you decline subject of action, object of action, means like this, karma, karta, karma, karanam. You come across this, okay, karma also means what? Object of action, not the action. Because the object of action, the object of the act of reaching, and kartrutva means what? The subject of the act of reaching cannot be one and the same. If we say the one and the one atma is both subject of action, object of action, then there is the same action. Again, it is impossible. It is anupapattihi. Parasya eva cha samsaritam parabhavaha va. Other problem is also will be there. See, the jivatma is taken to be different from Paramatma. Of course, the very jivatma is alpagyaha alpashaktiman, Paramatma sarvagyaha sarvashaktiman, and the jivatma is samsari, Paramatma is nityamuktaha, diagonally of different natures. Therefore, if jivatma reaches Paramatma, I want on the same if you take it also, then what happens? Paramatma, there will not be Paramatma. If jivatma and paramatma are one and the same, there will not be paramatma. Why? Because paramatma also will have the status of being subject to the life of transmigration. Parasya cha samsaritvam. Samsaritvam, in order, paramatma also will have the problem of being subject to the life of transmigration. Samsaritvam. Va or para abhavaha, then they will not be paramatma at all. If paramatma also samsari, then you can't, paramatma become jivatma. If paramatma becomes samsari, paramatma also will be jivatma. Then there won't be paramatma. See, lot of logical loopholes here. Therefore, yad ubayata praptaha doshaha parihartum na shakyate. Ubayata. Whether we take it as jivatma and paramatma are one, then because becoming one, what happens? Jivatma goes and reaches paramatma, and the jivatma's problem samsara will be paramatma samsara also. When paramatma will have samsara, the problem of samsara, then paramatma loses the status of being paramatma, then there won't be paramatma. So para abhavaha. So these are all lot of problems. Yadi ubhayata praptaha doshaha parihartum na shakyate. This praptaha doshaha, these logical defects, the fallacy, we come across, however way we see, whichever way we take it. If jivatma and paramatma are one and the same, there'll be logical fallacy, because then this we can't establish the meaning of sapasankramana shruti. If we take them separate, then also there'll be the Paramatma becoming jiva, samsari, etc. Again, the defect of the being object of action, etc. Therefore, ubhayata praptaha doshaha parihartum na shakyate. It is not possible to eliminate, to remove, to alter the logical defect. Whichever way we take it, whether we take it as one, Jivatman, Paramatma to be one, or we take it as separate, anyway, it is not possible to remove this logical loophole. Iti chinta vyartha. The very effort to analyze this sentence, the upasamkramana shrutihi, is going to be vain effort. The analysis is going to be vain. So we have to just leave it aside without taking this upasankramana shrutihi for analysis. It should be just left aside. In the sense, enquiry into the meaning of upasankramana shrutihi will be of no use. Chinta vyatha. Okay. Now, this is what is the view of other people. So now what happens, instead of inquiring into the nature of the instead of inquiring into the meaning of this upasankramana shrutihi, the statement upasankramana shrutihi, the statement revealing the jivatma paramatma aikyam, now the other inquiry comes, whether the inquiry into this statement necessary or not. The two inquiries. What first inquiry? Inquiry into the meaning of arriving at the right meaning of the Shruti statement presenting the Jivatma's attainment of Paramatma. So, Upa Sankramana Shruti Artha Vicharaha. Or Upasankramana Shruti Vicharaha. Now, what another inquiry now? Because of these different views of people, there is another inquiry, whether the inquiry into the inquiry into the meaning of the Upasankramana Shrutihi is necessary or not. That question itself comes first. And of course, that's why after completing the meanings of the entire Ashtama Anuvakaha, there's a long Bhashyam, and wherein Bhagavad Pada presents various meanings, ultimately to establish the enquiry is important. Bhagavad Pada is going to make the Purapakshi understand the enquiry is very important. And through the enquiry, it's very important to arrive at the essential, the oneness of the truth also. So Advaita Darshanam also has to be very clear. Therefore he says, Atha, before we go there, move on to the next one. A very interesting portion comes. Now, only listening to the Purapakshis, okay? Bhagavat Pada assumes the Purapakshis and he presents. So all Purapakshis views we saw until now. And there's another Purupakshi, the third person. Because it is not possible to take Jivatma and Paramatma to be one, because there'll be logical loophole. We cannot take Jivatma and Paramatma to be different, then there'll be contradiction of Shruti statements. Anyway, there'll be a problem. But still, Upasankarmana Shruti also should be somehow validated. So, the another person comes, Purapakshi. This another person actually, Bheda Bheda Vadi. Bheda Bheda Vadi. There is a particular view called Bheda Bheda Vadaha. This Bheda Bheda Vadaha, Bheda Bheda Vadaha alone, with the very slightly refined, becomes Visishtadvaita Matam. Bheda Bheda Vadaha with a slight refinement becomes Visishtadvaita Matam. We are not talking anything about Visishtadvaita Matam now. Okay, with a great, with all due reverence, namaskarams, to Acharya, the propounder of that Visishtadvaita Matam, we're just going to see only what is being discussed here. See, Anyatarasmin Pakshe, when there is another contention, Anyaha Pakshaha. So, Anyatarasmin Pakshe. Dosha Praptihi. Tritiyeva Pakshe. Adushte. Sahayeva Shastrartha Iti. Vyarthayeva Chinta. So, even though this Bheda Bheda Vadi comes with a different contention, different view, different idea, but he also holds on to this, that the enquiry into the Upasankramana Shrutihi is unnecessary, not required. So what he says, Anyatarasmin Pakshe, Dosha Apraptihi Tritiyeva. Two contentions, two views. Jivatma Paramatma are one and the same. Jivatma or Paramatma are different. It is these two contentions actually do not solve the problem. The problem of the Jivatma reaching Paramatma. So the problem of arriving at the meaning of Upasankramana Shrutihi. Therefore, what he says, Tritiye Adushte Pakshe Dosha Aprapta. So, Anyatarasmin Pakshe means what? In both these, Anyatarasmin means in each of these two contentions. Anyatarasmin Pakshe, in two of, either of these contentions, Doshasya apraptihi, dosha apraptihi. If there is no, there's no logical fallacy, then what happens? Then there's no need for the enquiry. there's no need for inquiry into the upasankramana shrutihi. Otherwise, va or tritiye pakshe, when there is a third view, a different from these two, and which is also adushtam. So adushtaha paksha means what? A defectless, defect free contention. When there is a third defect free contention, sahayeva shastrartha iti, that alone should be taken as the vision of the shastram. When there is, or if there is, a third defect-free contention, then that alone should be taken as the vision of the shastram. Even then, chinta vyartha eva, the chinta here means, not, chinta literally means worry, but here chinta means what? Here, the discussion, analysis, the inquiry is still not necessary. It's meaningless. It's a waste. Chinta vyartha eva. So what is this third contention? We'll see. Third contention is not actually explicitly mentioned here. Let me make it clear. What is the third contention? Even the Bhagavad-pada does not mention it here. That is, because we understand with the help of the, what is a third pakshaha? What is a third view? Jivatman Paramatma, one view. Jivatman Paramatma, different, second view. What a third view? Jivatman Paramatma are different and also non-different. Jivatman Paramatma are different and also non-different. That's why there's a Bedaha Api Asti, Abedaha Api Asti. That's why it's called Beda Beda Vadaha. How can you understand Beda Beda Vadaha? How can there be, there's difference also is there, non-difference also is there? That we also say that way, no? Yes, there is difference. Relatively, there is difference. From the standpoint of upadis, there is difference. If we take the literal meaning of the word jivatman paramatma, no, vachyartha drishtya, there is bedaha. Vachyartya drishtya bedaha means what? You take tattvamasi, aham brahma asmi, or I am atma brahma, any of this mahavakyam we take. Of course, there is difference. To know the difference, we do not study shastram. Puja Swamiji used to, I tell you, Swamiji used to laugh, and with great laughter, Swamiji used to explain this. And he used to tell a lot of stories also in this context. Okay. To know the difference, we did not study shastra for so long, working very, very hard, breaking the head. Without studying the shastra, we know there is difference between jivatma and paramatma. Because being ignorant is enough. We know the difference. I am different from Ishwa, Ishwa is different from me. Jivatma paramatma noho bhedaha asti. And Mahavakya, when you present it also, it's unaccepted. Difference is not totally denied. Difference is there. Difference is relatively real, empirically real. Jivatma paramatmanoho bhedaha, relatively real, empirically real, objectively real. How, from the standpoint of upadis, if we see jivatma and paramatma, the standpoint of the literal, vachyartha drishtya, there is bhedaha. Literally, if you understand, there is bhedaha. Paranto, lakshyartha drishtya, the standpoint of the implied meaning of the word jivatman paramatma, there is non-difference. Non-difference is there from the standpoint of the absolute reality. Difference is there from the standpoint of relative reality. So bheda abhedaha we also talk about. But here, bheda abhedaha, how it is presented? Bheda abhedavadaha. There is difference as well as non-difference between jivatma and paramatma. And this is the, if this, this is the view, and this is adushtaha pakshaha, we can take it. Then the problem also will be solved. Even then the enquiry into the meaning of this sentence is not necessary. How to understand this? Let me make it before I go to this next one. See, if we take the entire human, a human being, a human being is a composite of, let us see, only physical body. We do not go into the whole thing. The human physical form is constituted of many spare parts. They put together. Head, hands, legs, thighs and trunk and feet, all this together. Definitely we are giving different names. Head is different. Hands are different, thighs are different, shanks are different, feet are different, toes and fingers like that. We differentiate the parts. Different parts constitute one body. But all of them together constitute one body. We can say, even though the whole physical body is one body, still we can say there is difference. Suppose we take head alone. Head, between head and the rest of the body, between the head and the body, there is difference. Sogata Veda, isn't it? Between the head and the body, there is difference. Even though between the head and the body, there is difference, but head is still integral part of the body. Head being integral part of the physical body, though head is different from the rest of the parts, still being integral part of the whole body, it is non-different. Okay? It is different. At the same time, head is non-different. From the standpoint of other parts, head is different from the body. But from, as an integral part of the whole body, head is non-different also. This is called what now? Bheda Bheda Vadaha. Suppose, the body which is sitting on the chair. Between the chair and the body, there's completely there's difference. Isn't it? Chair is different. On which the body is placed, the body is sitting, that body is different. Complete difference. It is not like body is different, the chair is different. It's separable, separably different. Whereas, head is not separable from the body, but still head as a part is different from the body. Being integral part of the body, it is non-different also. This is what is said. This is how we have to understand bheda bheda vadaha. So, if this is defectory, then there's no problem. Everything becomes sorted out. So this bheda bheda vadaha can be taken. I tell you, exactly when Shankara Bhagavat Pada, he attained Brahmaikyam at the age of 32. Imagine how young he must have been. And there was a time before he died, vigorously, Acharya was vigorously working. Though he was Bhagavad Avatara, incarnation of Bhagavan, because the wisdom and the wide vision and because the brilliance, though he was very person of composure, at the same time he was vigorously working for establishing the Advaita Darshanam. It was at that time this Bheda Bheda Vadaha also was equally prevalent, equally popular. That's something. Therefore, now can you believe in Shankara Bhagavat Pada, how he must have worked? That is what this Bheda Bheda Vadaha with, you know, got it slightly refined. and later on adopted, taken as, the main vision of the Visishtadvaita Madam. So, but what did the person says? Presenting this third contention as Bheda Bheda Vadaha, we don't need to worry about whether there's Bhedaha with Abhedaha. No, there's a Bheda Bheda Vadaha. Bheda Vadaha, Abheda Vadaha, Bheda Bheda Vadaha. So, Dvaitam, Bheda Vadaha. Abheda Vadaha, Advaitam. Bheda Bheda Vadaha. We can make out. Now, having presented this Bheda Bheda Vadaha, what he says is, the enquiry into Dupasankramana Shruti, he is waste, is not necessary. But Acharya says, this much you have to be supplied, okay? What is not said there? No, Shankara Bhagavatpada says, how can anyone come and say the enquiry statement is not required? Na tar nirdharanarthatvat. He says nirdharanam means what? Nirdharanam means doubt free, unshakable, thorough ascertainment. Nirdharanam. Nirdharayati. Nirdharayati means what? Firmly fixes. What do you mean? So Nirdharana means for firm, unshakable fixing, for doubt-free ascertainment, the enquiry is important. Enquiry into Sankramana, Upasankramana Shrutihi is important. So he says, Tan Nirdharana Tvat. What he says, Bhagavatpada does not say whether Bheda Vadaha, Bheda Bheda Vadaha, wrong, he does not say. First. Anyway, he knows he is going to establish Abheda Vada. Therefore, first he says that enquiry into the Upasankramana Shruti is important because it has the status of being meant for the ascertainment. Tannirdharanartham. This is the one answer for both Bheda Bhedavadi and Abhedavadi. Having given this answer, that only emphasizing the enquiry is important. Satyam praptaha doshaha parihartum nashakyaha. He accepts satyam, yes. Praptaha doshaha parihartum nashakyaha. It is not possible to eliminate the doubt arrived at by both ways. Anyatarasmin tritiyeva pakshe adushte avadhrite vyartha chintasyat chitan nirdharanatvat. That is one answer for all Purupakshis, where he emphasizes, this enquiry into the Upasankramana Shrutihi is for doubt-free ascertainment of the meaning. But afterward, what he says is specifically, he addresses the Purupakshi, who says, Anyatarasmin tritiyeva pakshe adushte avadhrite vyartha chintasyat. नतु सह अवधृतः इति तद् अवधारण अवधारणार्थत्वात् अर्थवती एव एषा चिन्ता. Let me come back from big back. अर्थवती एव एषा चिन्ता. एषा चिन्ता, see the word चिन्ता means what? एतत् चिन्तनम्. एषा चिन्ता और एतत् चिन्तनम्. This thinking, this discussion, this enquiry is definitely arthavati, meaningful, purposeful. It is not waste. It is not done in vain. Why? Because tad avadharanarthatvat. Again he says avadharanarthatvat. Because this enquiry is specifically for the purpose of arriving at the ascertained doubt-free meaning of the Upasankramana Shrutihi. But this the first view, two views, first two contentions, Anyatarasmin, between the first the those two views and Tritiyaha Pakshaha. So Prathamaha Pakshaha, Dvitiyaha Pakshaha. So Anyatarasmin Paksha. Anyatarasmin means what? The other two and also the third Paksha, the third view. Adushte means avadhrite. If all these three contentions presented, or any of the three, or all the three, if they were capable of giving us the clear understanding, or if there was possibility of accepting any of the contentions, avadhrita means if there's possibility of accepting any of the, if any of those contentions was acceptable, accepted and defect free, then it is possible to accept their view that enquiry is unnecessary. Then chinta vyartha syat. He says, it is possible to accept their view of enquiry being unnecessary. Chinta vyartha syat means what? Yes, the enquiry into the meaning of this upasankramana shrutihi can be meaningless, unnecessary, if any of those three contentions was acceptable, was defect free. But still, even though they discussed it now, really clear ascertainment has not yet been attained. There's no clear understanding is not yet, not there. Therefore, natu saha avadhrutaha. Natu saha avadhrutaha means what now? The clear understanding has not yet been attained. Avadharanam, avadhrita means the right meaning has not yet been ascertained. Sahana avadhrutaha. Iti, because of this reason, tad avadharanarthatvat, the enquiry is required for the ascertainment. Therefore, this enquiry is meaningful, necessary. So first of all, Bhagavad Pada makes it very clear the enquiry is important. Because they are of the view enquiry is not at all required. But Bhagavad Pada makes them understand first, enquiry is important. Why it is important? Whatever the way they understood the meaning, the clarity is not clear yet. There is no ascertained understanding of the Sankramana Shrutihi. For them, they are not clear because they differ in their view. They are not ready to accept the Advaita Darshanam. But at the same time, they cannot say something which against the Shastra's Shruti statements also. So they are struggling. They are struggling, which means the clear, ascertained understanding has not yet been attained. Sahana avadhrutaha. It has not yet been ascertained. Therefore, this enquiry is meaningful. Enquiry is necessary. Yesha chinta arthavati eva. Okay. Very interesting. You see, you can see how that, like children, there'll be some vehement arguments. No, Purupakshi says, Satyam, arthavati chinta, chinta arthavati. He also says, Satyam, yes, true. Chinta arthavati. Enquiry is meaningful. Enquiry is not unnecessary. He also repeats, Shastrartha avadharanarthatvat. Enquiry is always recommended. Enquiry is very important for clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of the Shastram. Cha, tvam chintayasi, natu nirneshyasi. And he is actually, Purupakshi is upset. So he says, yes, yes, for ascertaining the Shastra meaning, the enquiry is important, but tvam chintayasi, now you will enquire. Chintayasi, you think, you keep on thinking, discussing, you go on discussing, go on analyzing, go on inquiring into the meaning of the sentence. What happens? Natu nirneshyasi. See, nirneshyasi, nirnayati. Remember this verb now? Nirnayati. Present tense verb. Nirnayasi means you arrive at the conclusion. Na nirneshyasi means what? You will not arrive at the conclusion. This enquiry into the meaning of Sankramana Shruti is not going to take you any distance from where you are. You are not going to arrive at the conclusion. Come on, you go on and on. You keep on analyzing this sentence, analyzing this Shruti statement. He repeats it. Satyam. Arthavati chinta. Chinta arthavati. Shastra artha vadharana arthatvat. Tum chintayasi. Natu nirneshyasi. You will be given to the enquiry and you keep on enquiring, but you will never arrive at the conclusion. You will not decide. Nirneshyasi means what? You will not arrive at the conclusion at all. It will be an endless enquiry. You're going to waste your time. That's what the Purupakshi says. Bhagavad Pada now ask, Kim na nirnetavyam iti veda vachanam? Do you say na nirnetavyam iti veda vachanam? Is it Vedic instruction that one should not inquire into? Na nirnetavyam. It should not be inquired into. It should not be discussed. It should not be analyzed. Is that an instruction of the Shastram? Is it Veda Vachanam? No, Veda does not say, nowhere in the Veda it is said, one should not inquire into a given statement. Any statement you can take it and inquire into, analyze and arrive at the right conclusion. That's what the Veda Shastram says. But so he says, Kim na nirnetavyam iti Veda Vachanam. Is it the Vedic instruction that one should not enquire into the statement? And Purupakshi has to say, no. Veda does not say that. Got it? No, Veda does not say that. One should not enquire into it. Then Shankaracharya is asking, Katham Tarhi? If Veda does not say, there's no Vedic instruction, one should not enquire into the statements, then how is it possible for you then to say that? Right, literally. Can you believe? Can you understand how the argument was going on? Why do you say this? It's typically like, you know, our arguments. And he, Purupakshi, says, why do you say this? Bahupaksh, see, the underneath he shows, oh, Mahatva, this non-acceptance of Advaitam. Look at this. Bahupratipakshatvahat. Acharya is asking, why then, katham tarhi, how is it possible for you then to say that enquiring into the statement is a waste of time? Purupakshi says, Bahu pratipakshatvat. See, pratipaksham. Pratipakshaha means objections, opposition. As this enquiry into this Sankramana Shrutihi has a status of having many, you know, contradictory views. Bahu pratipakshatvat. There are many, many opposite views. There are many views, many people who contradict this Advaita Darshanam. Ekatvavaditvam, he says, you hold on to the view of oneness of the reality. Tvam ekatvavadi. Vedartha paratvat. Vedartha paratvat. Bahavaha hi. Nanatvavadinaha. Vedabhahyaha. Tatpatipakshaha. See? He really pours out his vehemence. Vedartha paratvat. Bahavaha hi nanatvavadinaha. There are not one or two. There are many people, okay, and who hold on to the view of the plurality being real. They call nanatvavadinaha. Nanatvavadinaha are the people who strongly hold on to the view of plurality, duality being real. And you are, he says, you are ekatvavadi. And you hold on to this oneness of, idea of oneness of reality. Vedabhahyaha. And people who accept, there are many other people. So there are many people who are Vaidikas, who accept Veda as the Pramanam. They themselves are Nanatvavadinaha. They are the people who hold on to the view of duality and plurality. There are many people. Apart from them, Veda Bahyaha. There are many people who are non-Vaidika. Veda Bahyaha means what? People who do not accept Vedashastram as the Pramanam are Vedabhahyaha. People who are outside of the Vedashastram means what? People who do not accept Veda as the Pramanam, Avaidikaha, Vedabhahyaha. And they, of course, there are so many, all of them are Tutpratipakshaha. All of them are your opponents. Your opponents means what? All of them are of the opposite, diagonally opposite of your view. And you holding on to oneness of the reality, and you consider this as the அல்டிமேட் விஷன் ஆஃப் தி சாஸ்திரம். வேதார்த்த பரத்துவம் ஏகத்துவமே, வேதார்த்த பரத்துவம் ஏகத்வசைய வேதார்த்த பரத்துவம் அஸ்தி. வாட் டஸ் இட் மீன்? தி ஒன்னஸ் ஆஃப் தி ரியாலிட்டி அலோன் ஹாஸ் ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் பீங் தி கன்க்ளூடிங் ஃபைனல் விஷன் ஆஃப் தி சாஸ்திரம். திஸ் இஸ் வாட் யூ ஹோல்ட் ஆன் டு. பட் தேர் ஆர் மெனி பீப்புள் ஹூ ஆர் ஆஃப் தி வியூ ஆஃப் அக்செப்டிங் தி ப்ளூராலிட்டி அண்ட் தி டுவாலிட்டி ஆஸ் தி ரியாலிட்டி. And there are many other Vedabhashyaha, non-Vaidikas, and they are also your opponents and completely who diagonally oppose your view. Ataha mama ashanka. That is why this is my doubt. Mama ashanka. What is that? Na nirneshyasi iti. You are not going to arrive at any conclusion. So many people, they're all Jains, they're all great thinkers, they also have inquired into a lot, and they're all opposing. Therefore, it's not that only your view is there, so you go on with your inquiry, and you will not arrive at any conclusion. It's going to be endless inquiry. This is how Purvapakshi says. What Bhagavad Bhagavatpada is going to say, we will see next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரி ஓம் தத்சத். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம்.